Out of the 13 bills discussed on the House floor Friday morning, the most controversial dealt with penalties for class sizes. House Minority Leader Mark Pafford claimed lowering penalties using classroom averages instead of exact numbers gives way to overstuffed classrooms.
This basically removes a penalty and permits schools to continue to create classes that work outside of the intent of what the constitutional amendment required.
But Democratic Representative Kristen Jacobs says the problem with oversized classrooms isn't solved by throwing fines at it.
To think that we solve this problem by giving more monies in penalties and sending it out of our county just doesn't make sense to me. It's one of the main reasons why I am supporting this good bill.
That measure passed the House vote with only three nays. In fact, most of the bills had to do with Florida schools. Also of note were bills pertaining to school uniforms, school choice, and school administration. The runner-up for the most argued over was a bill concerning the manufacture of American flags on American soil. Republican Representative John Tobia opposed the bill, calling it anti-capitalist.
Let me tell you what the flag does not stand for. Anti-government, anti-competitive practices, government mandates, and wasteful spending for tax dollars. So what I ask you to do is support capitalism, support America, do not support this bill.
But fellow Republican Representative Dane Eagle sees the bill as a patriotic duty.
We need to honor their memory. They have died for this country, and we are flying flags over our government buildings that are not made in this country. Vote for this good bill. Yes, it might be considered a mandate, but this is a mandate that honors our fallen heroes. Thank you.
Eagle's case won over the House in the end, and the measure passed with only two nays. Animal welfare was also a popular topic. A measure would make improvements to Florida's existing animal service regulations, as well as a bill addressing how racing animals are medicated. The latter was presented to the House for vote by Representative Heather Fitzenhagen, but not without an attempt to lighten the mood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just would like to thank my co-sponsor, Representative Stone, and ask for your unbridled support of this bill.
Well done, well done.
13 bills made their way to the Senate, and the House plans to take up more on April 1st. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.